Now you will hear the third segment.
Dr. Denise Miller is an aerospace biomedical engineer who has spent the last several years designing a new spacesuit for astronauts to use when they head into outer space. Charles Eng spoke with her about the challenge of keeping astronauts alive and looking good in space.
Your job title is aerospace biomedical engineer. What does that mean?
I study how astronauts and other living things perform in microgravity environments. This means looking at the impact of these environments on their muscles, bones, and other biological systems. But I'm also an engineer, which means I design spacesuits to keep them alive.
What are some of the challenges that go into designing a spacesuit?
The way to think about a spacesuit, it's like the world's smallest spacecraft. If you look at the earliest astronauts in the 1960s, they're wearing these big, bulky suits that look like gas-filled balloons. And this was a great design for its time. It kept people alive. But if you put someone in a balloon, simple things like bending down to pick something up become a challenge. So we needed to rethink the whole design. The most important goal, obviously, is to keep astronauts alive in a pressurized suit. But we also wanted to provide more locomotion and mobility for astronauts while they walk, bend down, climb up things. Everything they'd be doing while exploring some extraterrestrial environment.
So if a spacesuit is basically a miniature spacecraft, how do you make it more flexible?
We reconfigured the whole system to function as a second skin. So our design provides the same amount of pressure, but we squeeze the suit onto the body, basically shrink-wrapping the body. It's still pressurized and supports all vital functions, but the air squeezed down so it looks more like a tracksuit than a giant balloon.
Did aesthetics play a role in your design? Because that's one sleek-looking suit.
They did. We teamed up with an Italian fashion design firm and paid attention to aesthetics. So the suit's crisscrossed by lines that fit the contours of the body. But it's not just about looking sexy in space. These lines help the suit maintain its structure, and they also embed some wearable computing. They can monitor and report all vital signs like heart rate, respiration, and so on.
And this information's displayed inside the astronaut's helmet, I take it.
Right. So imagine you put your suit on and you're ready to explore the moon. The problem is the moon's really extreme. On one side, it can be brighter than a snow blizzard, and on the other side, pitch black. So the screen automatically tints to the lighting conditions. Simultaneously, the helmet displays, on your left side, your heart rate, temperature, all that physiological life support information. On the right side is a complete 360-degree topographical map of the moon or wherever you are. So you can see where you're walking, what's ahead or over a ridge. Keep track of all that information while you walk about.